Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know that I'm fond of saying the Siouxland Chamber and the Siouxland Initiative represent Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, and a whole lot of other things that make a difference in our Siouxland Tri-State region. And speaking of making a difference in the Tri-State region, our guest today is one such individual. But before we introduce him, I want to thank, on behalf of our producer and myself, our sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Our producer, Justin Barker, is back in the studio and at the studio at KSCJ this morning. And I am in the Chamber of Commerce studio with Mr. Joe Aircleb. Joe serves on the board of directors for the Boys State Program for the state of Iowa. The American Legion Boys State Program has been around for decades, for generations, if you will. And we're going to talk about that program extensively. Joe, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you.
Happy to have you in studio today. And Joe, I'm thrilled to have an opportunity to talk to you extensively about the American Legion Boys and Girls State Programs in the state of Iowa, and by extension, these programs exist in Nebraska and South Dakota as well. We'll be focused on the Iowa side of the border today, but for those of you listening anywhere in the tri-state region, we want you to sit up, take notice, because this is a program that represents an exceptional opportunity for young men and young women in our community. And Joe, before we get there, however, we always take some time on Saturday morning to introduce our guests to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up south of Stanton, Nebraska on a farm. It was a typical farm of chickens, milk cows, beef cattle, hogs, the whole thing. And crop farming as well as pasture. We had a herd of Angus cattle. And I was farming for a short time after high school with my dad until there was not enough land or money, I guess, in farming at the time in the early 60s. So I left there and I went into radio, I was not cut out to be in radio for some reason. I have a very sarcastic sense of humor, and some people don't know the truth, so I kind of left that.
So this is a little bit of a welcome home for you, back in a radio studio.
I've been here behind the mic before, and I have a few stories to tell about that, and some of them interesting.
How long did you do that? How long were you in radio?
I was probably in radio. I went up to Minneapolis to learn radio and got my electronic first-class radio ticket. And I was in radio for about a year or 2 years.
Okay.
And then, crazy part, from there, I went and became a foreman in a welding shop. What a change of venue.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it was a little bit
no
different.
No profanity allowed on the radio and required in the welding shop.
Oh, yes, it was definitely. But also, after high school, I walked into the armory in Norfolk, Nebraska, with this little card in my hand that said, Uncle Sam wants you. And I ended up in the 1st Battalion, 134th Infantry, in the National Guard. I came out as a buck sergeant. I was a track driver for a while. I was a squad leader all the way through, truck driver. My basic was down at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, the spring of the year, and I still hold that against Missouri. But
that's pretty good, Joe.
Anybody that's been in the military knows what I'm talking about.
So was that basic training for you?
That was basic.
And at that time, how many weeks was basic?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
It was 8 weeks basic training.
What year would this have been?
I graduated in 1961. My service record was 1963 to 1969. And upon finishing out my 6 years with the Guard, I was told that I could make staff sergeant if I signed up another year. Understand, 1969, things were heating up. We were select reserve force, and we were training twice a month. And we were on the list of possibly being called up, and it wasn't somewhere I really didn't want to visit Southeast Asia, so I walked away from the guard and went on to other things.
Well, Joe, first and foremost, thank you for your 6 years of service in our armed forces, and we're going to talk extensively about the American Legion in our program today. But what did you do after you left the National Guard?
Basically put, that's when I went into radio for a while. Then I worked at, as a welder in the repair shop, farm repair shop, in an area down in northeast Nebraska. And then I moved to Sioux City. I had a, shall we say, a heart-to-heart discussion with the boss one morning, and I left, walked out, and I decided that I wanted to leave that area because I'd been living there all my life, and I started traveling, and I got a job in Sioux City. And what after that job, I got a job in Sioux City, started applying for other jobs, and got chosen by a company out of Rochester, New York. And it was, if you all want a different view of different things that people have done and different paths that have people have taken just because they've been given that path, I then went into the healthcare industry. And I was basically traveling as a service rep for a disinfection sterilization company and doing maintenance.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Joe Aircleb. Joe is involved with the American Legion. He serves on the board of directors of the Boys State Program for the state of Iowa. He's also very familiar with the Girls State Programs. And for those of you who are not familiar with Boys and Girls State and think those refer to sporting events, this is really a program that teaches government and citizenship and civic responsibility to young men and women. We're going to talk with Mr. Aircleb extensively about that in the second half of the program. Again, Joe, before we get there, you're explaining that you spent some time in the private sector. When did you start to get involved with the American Legion?
After I retired in 2008. Up until that time, my past wife's father-in-law was heavy in the American Legion out in Glendale. His wife was heavy with the auxiliary. We'd go out and visit. I didn't really, wasn't interested in the Legion, go up and have a beer. That was it. And I really didn't have time for the Legion because I was traveling and extensively. So I did not have time to give to the American Legion. Well, after I retired, I went and bought a motorcycle and basically joined the American Legion Riders, and that is how I got into the American Legion and got slowly had the cup of coffee, joined the Legion Riders, and with the Riders, I rode, if anybody's familiar, with a thing called Run for the Wall, rftw.org. This is a ride that starts in Los Angeles, California, Ontario, California, and goes to Washington, D.C., three different routes, and we get to Washington, D.C. Memorial Weekend, then we joined Rolling Thunder. And I did that for probably 8 or 9 different times. I rode with them in different various, and sometimes with staging and with helping them. But at the same time, it taught me the American Legion, it taught me this country, and contrary to what people believe, our country is alive and well, and I did that ride to prove to myself. When you're riding across the United States, and I don't care if it was California, if it was Mississippi, if it was Louisiana, if it was Kansas, every overpass as we went through was loaded with people and flags supporting us, as well as buying gas for us, as supplying food for us. These people went out of their way to help us. Yes, we are. Our country is alive and well. Just quit listening to the wrong news media. I'm sorry.
Well, there are certainly some positive aspects and attributes, and I'm glad that you got to see the best part of that as you traveled from coast to coast with the American Legion Riders and Rolling Thunder, those organizations mean so much to families, especially those of deceased veterans or more tragically, the families of deceased active duty members. To have the Rolling Thunder and the other motorcycle riders leading those processions, I think speaks volumes.
It's the American Legion is a part of that, as well as I am not going to take anything away from the other service organizations. They are all in there working together for the vets and all trying to do a good job for the vets to help them, to take care of them, and especially the vets that are coming home now that are mentally broken, mentally destroyed. How many times can you go over there and serve and come home? And I'm going to say something right now. It's called the suicide hotline. The number for any of you, even thinking, considering, or anything about it, is 988, option one. Please, please, if you are even any consideration, please call that number. Call me. I don't give a rat what time of the morning or day it is. I'll have a cup of coffee with you. I'll do what I can. We don't want to lose any more of you. We're losing too many of you. And we can't have that. We're doing our best on that one. So,
well, there's certainly room for improvement.
Yes.
This is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host on Grow Siouxland each Saturday morning on KSCJ Radio. Again, on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Quick reminder, when we talk about military veterans and showing our support to those who have served or those who are serving, the Freedom Park Annual Ball will be held Saturday, October 9th. For more information, you can visit them at SiouxlandFreedomPark.org, and this is the organization that supports the Freedom Park in South Sioux City, Nebraska. We'll be right back with Mr. Joe Aircleb after this short commercial break. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Radio Studio at 101 Pier Street. Quick reminder, folks, if you do not have your tickets yet, on Thursday, September 19th, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual event. This year's event will include John Androzik and Five for Fighting, accompanied by the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ryan Haskins, at the Orpheum Theater, and you have a few more days to get your tickets. They are selling pretty expeditiously now, and we hope that you will join us for an incredible evening of entertainment and also supporting our Siouxland Tri-State region. If you were with us during the first half of the program, you know that my guest this morning is Mr. Joe Aircleb. Joe is a military veteran, and he currently serves on the board of directors of the Boy State program for the state of Iowa. And Joe, you said that it was in retirement that you began to get engaged with the American Legion. Tell us how you gravitated and why you gravitated to being the voice in Western Iowa for the Boy State program.
I had a cup of coffee with the wrong person. Yeah, this is an inside joke with a lot of us. And basically, I'm sitting there in one of the district meetings and the position of the Boy State Director came up for the 9th District. And I had a friend with his elbows in my ribs telling me that I should do it. Jim, the commander, looked at me and said, Joe, you want to take it? My comment to him was, yeah, I'll take it and see how much I can screw it up. And I took that, and once I got in there, I will say very much, Boy State seems to be a well-kept secret out here. And reason I say that is I had an Army recruiter walk up to me, look me in the eye and say, what the H is Boy State? That is pretty pathetic when people don't know what it is. Once I got into it, I started realizing what kind of an opportunity this is for a young man and a woman. This isn't just a one-week camp out at Camp Dodge or Drake University. And let me go into something. When I say Boy State, insert the term Girls State. It is the same program. There are some differences, but not enough to get into it here, that are between them. The boys go to Camp Dodge. The girls go to Drake University at a different time. And as Chris said, it doesn't make any difference if you're in Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, or where you are. All of the state programs are based on the exact same principle and same scenario. There are differences in each state, obviously, but they are all, the core value is still the same and the core teaching is still the same through all of them. Okay, what's Boys Girls State? As I said, it's an opportunity. They go there, and as one video I have on this, the man says, we take the kids and we put them in a pressure cooker. And that's kind of true. The first day they get there, they are not put with any of their buddies. They're all broken up, put into different areas, and they're assigned a town. And in Iowa, the town's names are after past commanders of the American Legion. And South Carolina's named after rivers, different things. But you're assigned to a town. You're now living in that town, and you're expected to run for political office. Now, mayor, councilman, whatever you want to. Oh, also, you're being pressured to run for county, and you're being pressured to run for state. And now, all of your buddies are pressuring you to run in this direction, that direction, and they're all, and two political parties. The political parties are the Federalists and the Nationalists, and now they're trying to get you to join their political party. This pressure cooker, so to say, teaches them how to make sound decisions and how to take responsibility with those sound decisions that they're making. Oh, they make mistakes, of course, but they're learning by those mistakes of what they're doing and not doing.
And Joe, I just want to add, it's an environment that teaches about state and municipal government. It's a hands-on, week-long exercise and exposure to how the democratic process works.
That is exactly right.
And that is so important. And we want to teach our young people those lessons of citizenship, civic engagement, serving in public office. I think that it is a great program. I had the opportunity to go in 1984, which makes me a bit of an old guy. But I don't have enough good to say about that program. Not only did I have exposure to American Legion Boys State at Camp Dodge in Des Moines, I was very fortunate to be selected as one of two kids from Iowa to go to Washington, D.C., participate in the exact same program on the national level at Boys Nation. And in that program, we had the opportunity to meet the then President of the United States in the Rose Garden. In 1984, of course, that was Ronald Reagan. That's the type of program this is. I want to make sure that people understand that this program is open to our kids in the tri-state region and that you're the guy that can help families, fathers, mothers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, make this possible for some of the kids and their families.
Well, yes, it's a great program. As one statement that I watching made, you give us a young boy, we'll come back and we'll give you a young man. This teaches them, and it puts them into an environment that mom and dad aren't there. Mama Bear can't help him. He is there on his own, and he has to make the decisions. He has to get along with these people. He has to be in there.
And there are certain requirements that they're looking for in these candidates. Tell us a little bit about those
character profiles
they're seeking.
Right. Okay. First of all, the candidate must be a resident of the state of Iowa to participate in American Legion Iowa Boys State. Of course, Nebraska is the same, Kansas, South Dakota. You have to be a resident of that state. A candidate must have completed the 11th grade, the junior year, and have one semester of college. So that means the junior to senior is
summer before your senior
summer.
Yep, summer before your senior year of high school.
Yeah, boys and girls of that 11th grade junior year. Now, right now, that would be the class of 26. Candidates should have a good scholastic ranking. That does not mean they have to be threes and fours. They have to at least be, honestly, I was not that great in high school, and a lot of us weren't. But if you have a decent scholastic ranking, we are not going to sit there and say, no, you can't go. It isn't just for the very top.
No, honors. This is not just for students who are great academics.
Right.
The American Legion is seeking young men and young women who are well-rounded. They're above average students. They're above average athletes. They're above average student leaders and engaged in their community.
Now, candidates should possess qualities of leadership, scholastic achievement, good citizens, willingness to participate. That would be somebody that wants to get up out of bed and get to going. Simply put, they should be citizens of lawful permanent residents of the United States. Exchange students won't be accepted, obviously. And candidates should demonstrate an interest in United States history, government, and civics, or at least be interested in learning about it.
And a lot of times you'll see a principal or a social studies or a government teacher in the high school recommending this program to the young kid, but it doesn't have to go that way, Joe. They can contact you, correct?
You can contact me or contact your American Legion directly. You don't have to talk to the counselor. Contact your American Legion go down there, and they will give you an application.
And Joe, the other important thing in the final 60 seconds that we have together this morning is that there are people out there who are prepared to help underwrite the scholarships for these kids to go. And so if you're a parent or you're a business leader or you're a community person and you want to help a young person from our Siouxland community go to American Legion Boys State or Girls State, you can call Joe and he'll be happy to help set up a scholarship.
I will say, if you're a family member, you want to give them a present of a lifetime. This will last them the lifetime and not a piece of cheap electronic and throw it away. The other thing, if you are a business or an organization, I will come before you and I will present the Boys State program and explain it to you exactly what it is.
Joe, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do so?
Several ways. One, I have an email address, and that is, I hope you have a piece of paper, JJE517227@gmail.com.
And you have a phone number that they can reach out.
Okay, please, if you can do a phone, do it by text, please. 712-251-7227. 251-7227.
So if you'd like to get a hold of Joe, he may be reached at JJE517227@gmail.com.
Basically, take my telephone number and erase the 2 off of it and put the rest JJE and the number in and Gmail.
So, Joe, thanks for being our guest today. Thanks for all you do for the American Legion Boys State program. And, folks, if you're listening, this is a great opportunity to send someone who is in their junior year of high school currently to a program this summer. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm pleased to serve as your host on behalf of our producer, Justin Barker. We bid you farewell. We'll be back next Saturday with more on Grow Siouxland.